This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I'm right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged and involved. That's where it really boils down to. You got to be engaged, get your information, get involved, pick up the last segment or the last hour. We're talking about some of the issues going on in California, how you can get involved, how you can fix stuff. It requires you getting off the couch. It requires you getting off of Facebook. That's really what it boils down to. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When you talk about what's going on in politics, when you talk about what's going on in and around your area, some of you think, you know, it is what it is and you can't push back. I was just thinking about that a minute ago. But you can. Now, you may feel like alone you can't do it. You belong to all kinds of groups. You know, I mean, some of you ladies, you belong to the mothers who drop off their kids at 7:30 every morning at school group. I see you out there when I drop off my grandkids from time to time or pick them up. You know, you've got something to talk about. You got some issues that you know that are going on in school. Talk to them about it. Talk about how you can fix it, how you can make it better. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can sign up for text messages. You just have to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Come on, I can't make it much simpler than that. So we're just going to go through a whole bunch of crazy, stupid stories. Stories that even shouldn't be stories, frankly. But it's never going to stop until we stop it. It's never going to stop until we, as parents, as voters, step in and slow these people down. So some universities allow illegal aliens who have attended grade school in the state receive in-state tuition. But you know what? It's illegal. And it isn't illegal because President Trump said it was, or President Bush said it was. It's illegal because it's in a law that President Clinton signed. An immigration expert and legal analyst are reading a conversation around a federal law which addresses the now common practice of providing reduced college tuition for illegal aliens, specifically for DACA students. Now, Heritage Foundation senior legal fellow Hans Spakovsky, along with Caleb Morrison, part of Heritage's Young Leader Program, they wrote that, unfortunately, the U.S. Justice Department has never enforced this provision, you know, against any state. And that's part of the problem we've had all along, right? I mean, think about it. Some of the things that have been going on with China and Mexico, at the U.N., at NATO, nobody's enforced the actual rules. They make them, they give each other a high five, how it's going to change everything. But they don't enforce it. If they don't enforce it, they don't make it happen. How's it going to change anything? The federal statute that Spakovsky and Morrison reference, it was drafted during the Clinton era under the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigration Responsibility Act. Congress passed and President Bill Clinton signed into law in 1996. That's the other thing, too. You know, they just ignore the laws. Come on, think about some of the stuff that they do now. You know, like today, was it Nader, who has decided that, you know, he wants all of Mueller's paperwork, including what the grand jury has in the papers.
Nadler.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's a Freudian thing. I'm trying to forget these people. They're not worth my time. I don't want to waste brain cells on them. The statute is now known as U.S. Code 1623. The code creates a limitation on eligibility for preferential treatment of aliens not lawfully present on the basis of residence for higher education. Now, notwithstanding any other provision of the law, an alien who is not lawfully present in the United States shall not be eligible on the basis of residence within a state for any post-secondary education benefit. Let me read that again. For any, not eligible for any post-secondary education. So that means once they get out of high school, they're not entitled to anything else. Right? In another piece published back in 2011 on the same topic titled Providing In-State Tuition for Illegal Aliens, a Violation of Federal Law. Right, it was written by Spaskowski and his fellow Heritage Foundation legal expert, Charles Stimson, wrote. And enforcing the law, according to some, is unacceptable. They argue that the president and the attorney general have an obligation to enforce every provision of the United States comprehensive federal immigration. Look, they keep talking about how the federal immigration is broken. It is broken. We don't enforce it. And it is broken from a standpoint if it truly takes you 20 years to get here, that's wrong. That's not right. I'm not saying it does. Or it doesn't. I said if it does. So Spakovsky and Morrison, they brought up the issue again and again and again. And after a legal decision upheld in the 11th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals in Georgia, which said the public schools under the Georgia Board of Regents had full rights to verify the lawful presence of all students they admit. My God, can you believe that? The court actually said you have a right to check on somebody's whether or not they're here legally. I was going to say legality, but that doesn't sound right. The policy says that the DACA recipients are not considered lawfully present in the United States. That's according to the court. You can't just ignore that. And that's what people want to do. You know, again, what feels good, what they decide they want to do, what they decide they need to do is what they think they have a right to do. They don't. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see you on the Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-55. It's tough to have sausage fingers. Let me just tell you. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you part of the process. I want you part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. Hit up the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you, you know, that you were taught to be afraid of, all the things you were taught that were bad And maybe if you hear from the person that they labeled, you might find out that they are wrong. Really that simple. Anyway, we were talking about how actually giving, in-state tuition to illegal aliens is illegal. In and of itself, it's illegal. By a law signed into effect by Bill Clinton. I'm just saying. So if Billy Bob Clinton thought it was bad, and Congress thought it was bad at the time, what gives us a right to just sidestep? See, we've allowed the states to do whatever they darn well please, and I know I'm one of those guys that says that the states should have more rights. I agree. But should they do it within the law? No, come on, really, seriously, we're law-abiding people. Change the law. Don't just break it. Don't do a Gavin Newsom. And I think that's what the problem is, too. So we have we no longer have respect for the law. If we don't like it, we change it. We don't change it. We just ignore it. And nobody enforces it. That's bad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was going to move on to a couple other stories, but this one here. I was thinking about this earlier today. And, you want to talk about not just, Schumer, Nadler, all these guys that handled things differently, blatantly differently, that they can't run away from anymore because of the interweb. They handle stuff blatantly differently. When they're trying to impeach, Trump, when they were going to impeach Billy Bob. On Tuesday, President Trump went after the House Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler, for his demand to see the full special counsel report on Russian investigations. He noted that the New York Democrat had opposed the release of the 1998 Starr report when it came to Bill Clinton. He said in 1998, Representative Jerry Nadler strongly opposed the release of the Starr report on Bill Clinton. No information whatsoever would or could be legally released, but with no collusion in the Mueller report, which the Dems hate, he wants it all released. Nothing, and I agree with President Trump, nothing's going to satisfy these people. Nothing short of a picture of him doing something treasonous is going to make these people happy. Now, the morning tweet by Trump followed a conversation on the same issue on Fox and Friends on Monday. Now, he claims that special counsel Robert Mueller found nothing, no collusion, nothing between Trump and associates in Russia. I think it's kind of funny, though, as you listen to the Fox and Friends now, and I hate to say it, I hate to go down this road, but it's very true. You can hear them now say, well, that really didn't happen. Trump wasn't totally exonerated. It's really not, now you're hearing them say it. And this is sad, not just bad, sad, that they've decided to go down this road, too. Now, I think the clip has both Schumer and Nadler, and I hope it has Nadler in it, because you have to hear him when he said about President Billy Bob's not giving out the information from Starr.
Democrats will demand payback.
Okay, all right. And let's do this the right way. God bless.
I expect history will show that we've lowered the bar on impeachment so much. My fear is that when a Republican wins the White House, Democrats will demand payback.
Right. Now let's see what they have to say now about impeachment.
You don't even have to be convicted of a crime to lose your job in this constitutional republic. If this body determines that your conduct as a public official is clearly out of bounds in your role.
This is not just about sex. This is about a president of the United States that on numerous occasions has lied under oath. There's a strategy by Bill Clinton and his allies to demonize anybody who gets in their way. It's everybody else's fault and everybody else is to blame, everybody except Bill Clinton, except the president.
How with a straight face can you say that this group of Democrat partisans are unbiased and will give President Trump a fair shake?
What you have lived.
Now, it's funny because we're popping back and forth. between Bill Clinton, you know, back in 98 and back in 17. And you can hear them. They have a whole different viewpoint, a whole different attitude when it comes to President Trump as opposed to Bill Clinton. And I got to tell you something. If it was Cruz, I believe they'd be going after him the same way. I think that they've got to the point now where it's all Democrat at any cost, and that's all that matters. And that's dangerous.
For 2.5 long years is the most systematic, deliberate obstruction of justice, cover-up, an effort to avoid the truth we have ever seen in American history.
Technically, the President of the United States cannot obstruct justice. The President of the United States is the chief executive officer of the United States. He wants to fire the FBI director. All he's going to do is fire him.
The time has come to say to the Democrats and to say to the President, quit undermining the law in the United States.
The President of the United States tried to obstruct justice by perpetuating fraudulent testimony.
So he's concluded, I think rightly, there's no obstruction of justice here. To think otherwise really is silly.
See, I keep telling you, this. We've said this forever. Both sides of the aisle do this. That's why we don't have anything to stand on sometimes. Sometimes we're sitting here and you can't, you cannot apply it to one and not the other. Here's my favorite. This is Sheila Jackson Lee.
Accusations of obstruction of justice against the president to warrant impeachment? No. Have the accusations of abuse of power against the president been...
This is her back in 98. She hasn't changed at all.
Proven to warrant impeachment? No.
I believe now is time for an impeachment inquiry.
I want the House Judiciary Committee to open up an investigation on the obstruction of justice.
If indeed it could be proven that the president committed perjury or obstruction of justice, he is, like any other citizen, subject to indictment and prosecution in a court of law.
And we'll hear more from Mr. Nagler after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is on damage control ahead of an expected run for the presidency on mounting allegations that he's touched women inappropriately. There was no apologies and also no specific responses to the recent allegations. But Biden does acknowledge that social norms have changed when it comes to personal space. In his video, Biden says, yes, he has touched people.
I shake hands, I hug people, I grab men and women by the shoulder.
But Biden says that was to create what he calls a human connection. He does say he understands actions like this have made some people uncomfortable. He adds, I will be more mindful and respectful. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 39 points, the NASDAQ up 46, and the S&P 500 up 6. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4-7. See store for details. U.S. only.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you spent with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being, truly being part of the conversation, as well you should be. You know, as you listen to other people, how they approach things, the things they say, the things they do, you'll get a good feel for what's going on. You know, you get a good feel how to approach other people. Now, I've been playing a clip, then and now, if that's what you want to call it, about some of the comments made when Billy Bob Clinton was going through his impeachment, and when Ken Starr did his report on, frankly, on Bill Clinton lying to the FBI. And even with all that said, all they had to say at the time, it's proof positive. And now, listen, I put people on the right on there, too. Gingrich and others. And even with that, you hear the double standards that they have. It has to apply equally to all, or it isn't the law, it's opinion.
It could be proven that the president committed perjury or obstruction of justice.
This is back in 98, when they were all over Clinton.
He is like any other citizen, subject to indictment and prosecution in a court of law. That's the remedy. But it is not an impeachable offense.
Obstructing justice may not be an impeachable offense, depending with respect to why. Just as I said 20 years ago that...
Wasn't Clinton impeached for obstructing justice?
And he should not have been.
If it is proven that the president directed or coordinated with Cohen to commit these felonies, are those impeachable offenses?
Well, they would be impeachable offenses. Whether they are important enough to justify an impeachment is a different question, but certainly they'd be impeachable offenses.
The Republicans in the House are paralyzed with hatred of President Clinton, and until the Republicans free themselves of this hatred, our country will suffer. President.
Oh, my God. She could say that today, but she has to switch Republicans to Democrats. Maybe she will. Take a listen.
President Trump's pattern of contempt for justice.
this pattern of concerted and inexcusable efforts to shut down the FBI's investigation of his cronies' ties to Russia. And all of that, I think, disgraces the office of president.
They hate Bill and Hillary Clinton so much they will stop at nothing to bring him down.
My greatest desire is to lead him right into impeachment.
This is indeed a Republican coup d'etat.
We've seen obstruction of justice just playing out before our very eyes.
If a Republican president had done these things, would a Republican delegation have gone to tell him to get out of town? I hope so. I would like to think that
Beacon.
You know, these guys gotta hate the interweb, right? They have to hate. You can find these all over the place. You can find their comments everywhere. But it's what makes us look like jackwagons, because we don't hold each other to the same standards. When our guy's in, he's always right. When their guy's in, they believe he's always right. And until we truly apply the law equally, this is the kind of circusry, tomfoolery we're going to see.
So he did not commit obstruction of justice, and that he can complete his term. But there are serious allegations that occurred. And in America, and the Supreme Court and the American people believe no one is above the law.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Seriously. So, Nadler's, again, you have to understand something. He's asking for the full report without any redactions. Have we done that yet? I mean, when we wanted Hillary's report, the email server report without redactions, we couldn't get it. Benghazi report without redactions, couldn't get that. How many reports have we actually got under Obama when he was president that they hadn't been redacted to where they were almost unreadable? I don't know who it was. It was one of the Fox reporters actually held up a report a while back. 20 of the pages were totally black. They felt you couldn't read anything. Not even, you're telling me even the words and, if, and then should have been redacted? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's go back to the University of Texas. The courts across the country are now ordering colleges and universities, both public and private, to give students accused of sexual misconduct due process. Think about that. Unlike under the Obama administration, where you were guilty till proven innocent, in a lot of ways. It didn't seem to bother anybody, though. Oh, because it was Obama. The courts have now said, that doesn't work. You have to have due process. You have to have fair hearings, due process. The Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee, they met on Tuesday to consider related questions. The content of the federal regulations that set rules for schools and, you know, checking into sexual misconduct. In their second hearing, this Congress, on the reauthorization of the Higher Education Act Committee, the Democrats warned that the Department of Education proposed Title IX regulations would harm survivors. So by not believing the survivors or not acting on what the survivors say and immediately, casting guilt on the alleged perpetrator, we're going to harm survivors. Now, committee Republicans were more concerned with giving schools clear rules that are legally binding in contrast to the Democrats' non-binding guidance. And Betsy DeVos has pulled that back, and I don't blame her. Look, due process is good for everybody. Just like you heard me say it earlier in the show. With Joe Biden, Joe Biden deserves due process. I mean, people are coming out all over the place. We've got all kinds of clips. We've seen them do this kind of thing. But that doesn't mean we just call him guilty without a proper trial and evidence, and then we can hang him. I know, I'll hear about that tomorrow. Don't worry about it. And then I love this, too. See, they latch onto something. Somebody is feeding them all this hate. You know that as well as I do. Right? Some people are ginning up this hate so much you can't get away from it. Now, George Mason University students are rallying around a group that wants U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh fired from his recently established post as a visiting law professor. A Supreme Court judge. Why do they want him fired? I wonder. No, really. You can't say it's because he was guilty or he skirted the sexual assault charges, because two of the three have come back and said, no, they didn't tell the truth. That leaves one, and she left town. After saying she would fight to the end, she left town with the money. Protests came swiftly after news recently broke that Kavanaugh was hired in a three-year contract by GMU's Antonio Scalia Law School. And he set to teach a class in England this summer. The class titled Creation of the Constitution will be taught by Kavanaugh and law school professor Jennifer Mascott, Kavanaugh's former law clerk. The college fix reached out to Mascott for comment, but they haven't called back yet. You know, the students were fast to nail him for what again, I say. See, this is what we've taught them. This is what we've allowed them to do. This is why that last story was so important. People are not guilty till proven innocent, not in this country. And in this case, these law students, I don't want them to be lawyers. I hope they all get failed. They want him gone because of his sexual assault against three women, or at least two. And none of it proved to be true. Absolutely none of it. Even the people that Professor Ford said were at the event and saw what he did to her, both those people, one said they weren't even there, the other one said I never saw it. And one said it might have been him that was on Ford. And they weren't lifelong friends of Brett. The tagline, Cancel Kavanaugh, the organization's built itself on Twitter as a student-led advocacy group. They're in solidarity with survivors advocating for transparency. Well, the transparency, if you're being honest with yourself, is the fact that the accusers now have backed down and said it never happened. At least two of them. So, there's no justice here. They're not interested in the law. They're interested in their widow feelings. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. Be back in a few minutes.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702. Now, and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged, being involved, asking questions. I've got a question for you, too. Early today, apparently Joe Biden came out, and I won't say he apologized, and I'm not getting in his case. I'm making a statement. I think he just said, look, and I'm going to play what he said in a minute, but, you know, it was a different time. It was a different way. Let me play the clip for you. I want to make a few comments. All right, let me see. There you go.
I expect to be talking to you about a whole lot of issues, and I'll always be direct with you. But today I want to talk about gestures of support and encouragement that I've made to women and some men that have made them uncomfortable. And I always try to be, in my career, I've always tried to make a human connection. That's my responsibility, I think. I shake hands, I hug people, I grab men and women by the shoulders and say, you can do this. And whether they're women, men, young, old, it's the way I've always been. It's the way I've tried to show I care about them and I'm listening. And over the years, knowing what I've been through, the things that I've faced, I've found that scores, if not hundreds of people have come up to me and reached out for solace and comfort, something, anything that may help them get through the tragedy they're going through. And so it's just who I am. And I've never thought of politics as cold and antiseptic. I've always thought it about connecting with people. As I said, shaking hands, hands on the shoulder, a hug, encouragement. And now it's all about taking selfies together. Social norms have begun to change. They've shifted. And the boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset. And I get it. I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it. And I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility. My responsibility, and I'll meet it. But I always believe governing, quite frankly, life for that matter, is about connecting with people. That won't change, but I will be more mindful.
You know what? All right, so let's talk a little bit about this. Let me see if I can, I don't know if I can play that again. I'll try. Let's see.
Understand it. And I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility. My responsibility, and I need to shift it, and the boundaries of protecting personal space, selfies together. Social norms have begun to change, they've shifted, and the boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset, and I get it.
All right, so his comment, boundaries have changed, they've reshifted, personal space. Can we give him any credit here? Is he right? Have things changed? I mean, should we ever have invaded somebody's space? Probably not. But if you think about how the social norms were in the 60s and 70s, I'm not talking my nose. Some of you loons on the left will send me an email and tell me, oh, yeah, because it was okay to, you know, overshadow and overpower women. No, that's not what I'm talking about. And don't give me that stuff because, you know, there's been play on both sides, right? You know, all that free sex, drugs, and rock and roll was not one-sided. But there were different expectations. There were different expectations on behavior and what have you. What might have been okay, you know, we went through that whole, I've always disliked it, but, you know, we go through these whole hug phases where it's okay to hug people, or, you know, there's a time when it's okay to hug people. Now the kids can't even touch their teachers anymore. It's crazy. But, I mean, was it a social norm? Was Joe just, I mean, I've seen some of his stuff as of late. That's creepy looking. But was it always creepy? Was it always bad? Was it always unwanted? I want you to think about that.
Norms have begun to change. They've shifted. And the boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset. And I get it. I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it. And I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility. My responsibility, and I'll meet it. But I always believe governing, quite frankly, life for that matter, is about connecting with people. That won't change, but I will be more mindful and respectful of people's personal space. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I've worked my whole life to empower women. I've worked my whole life to prevent abuse. I've written, and so the idea...
I don't know where he's going with that.
That I can adjust to the fact that personal space is important, more important than it's ever been, is just not thinkable. I will.
So, do we cut him slack? I know some of you don't like him, you can't stand him, I get it. But do we cut him slack? Have you done the same thing? Have you stepped over the line, not purposely, in your life, and things that were perfectly acceptable 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, have you stepped in on that? I'm just saying, like, again, I'm not a hugger, so you don't have to worry about me stepping over the line. But I know a lot of guys are, and they make me uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I used to know an old-timer. I know he listens to the show from time to time, so I won't mention his name. But he had his own radio show. And he would make me nuts. Because he would sit there, and we'd have a guest in the studio, a pretty young lady. And he was constantly looking at her going, my God, I can't stop looking at you. Your eyes are so pretty. You're so pretty. You're this, you're that. Love your hair. Can I touch your hair? Your hair looks so silky. He would do that, and I'm just sitting there scratching my head going, oh my God, they're going to shut us off. They're going to shut us down. They're going to drag us out of this room. And they never did, but that was his day. That was his time. That was the way they talked to women. Doesn't make it okay. I got that. But does that make him an ogre, an animal, a nasty man? Really? Yeah. See, I don't think it does. You've got to have some kind of compassion, understanding, and sympathy for people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. All right. What else we got? I just have one up here I want to talk about. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. You know, this is the other thing, too. I think you heard about California. McDonald's is in trouble because the woman in the drive-thru or the man in the drive-thru was misgendered by the person giving them their food. This is how ridiculous it's going to get. Maybe, you know, maybe you have to wear a band. Maybe you have to tattoo male or female on your forehead. I don't know. It is so unfair for you to expect people to know what you want to be called, what you want to be called by, what gender you're using today. But a former department head at the University of Louisville, Kentucky, is suing the university, claiming that the school dismissed him over his views on youth gender dysphoria, which is a valid medical term. Alliance Defending Freedom, a conservative nonprofit legal group, is representing Dr. Alan Josephson, who was the chief of the school's Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. They claim that Josephson took the struggling department and built it to attain national reputation. The lawsuit names multiple individuals and defendants, including the UL president, Neely Bentabi, Gregory Postel, former interim president, executive vice president, UL Health Affairs, and various other faculty within the department. They say that Josephson participated on a youth gender dysphoria panel in 2017. That's when everything changed. After the Heritage panel was posted online, UL's LGBT center sounded the alarm, and officials there were troubled at the views that Dr. Josephson expressed. Officials at the discussed with an assistant professor in the Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry what could be done to discipline Josephson. Why discipline? If you really think he was off, why not sit and talk with him first? Why not sit and work it through? Why not sit and see where he's coming from? The division chief was then met with swift backlash for what he had said on the panel, and a few of his colleagues demanded that the university discipline him, according to the lawsuit. They then demoted Josephson to a junior faculty position after the incident, and in February, the university decided not to renew his contract. And according to the lawsuit, the defendants who worked or previously worked at the university inflicted irreparable damage to Josephson's professional career and reputation. On one instance, Josephson requested a rainbow sticker from the LGBT Center as a way to show his support for the LGBT community. But the executive director said no. They didn't like his testimony at the Heritage Foundation. See, now you can be ostracized for telling the truth. And you bring this to a biological level, they'll go out of their minds. They won't know how to handle it. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. Give me your email address, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. Give me your email address. I only send out once a week. Not the end of the world. Right? Let's know who's going to be on and what we're going to be discussing. Head up there. Hit the donation button. Love the donation. Skip a cup of coffee. Give the money to me so I can have that cup of coffee. Or again, just be notified of what's happening on the show. Text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. God bless and have a great rest of the day.